Hey there, fellow human beings. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, the podcast where we're ditching the screen addiction and reclaiming our lives, one swipe at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to be your hype person, your accountability buddy, and that friend who always tells it like it is. You know, the one who doesn't sugarcoat things, but somehow makes you feel empowered even when you're drowning in notifications. Today we're diving into something super important, creating a healthy relationship with technology use. I know, healthy relationship and technology don't usually hang out together in the same sentence. Ever feel like your phone is more of a life partner than your actual human friends? Like it knows you better than your own reflection? Don't worry, you're not alone. We live in a world where technology is everywhere. It's become as essential as breathing. Okay, maybe not that essential, but it definitely feels like it sometimes. So how do we navigate this digital jungle without getting lost? How do we create a relationship with our phones and other gadgets that feels good, productive, and actually enhances our lives instead of hijacking them? Well, buckle up, because today we're dropping some serious knowledge bombs. First things first, awareness is key. You gotta know what you're dealing with, right? Track your screen time for a week. Seriously, I'm not kidding. Those built-in phone features are your secret weapon. See how much time you spend scrolling, gaming, or doom-scrolling through social media. It might be eye-opening and a little scary, but it's the first step to taking control. Next up, let's talk boundaries. Think of them like invisible fences for your phone. Set specific times when you'll put your phone away: dinner time, family outings, even during those precious few moments when you're trying to actually relax and unwind. Make it a rule. No scrolling in bed, trust me, you're asleep, well, thank you. Thirdly, ditch the endless notifications. They're like tiny little sirens screaming for your attention. Turn off non-essential alerts, social media pings, email notifications unless you're running a business, let's be real, and those random app updates that never seem to end. You can check them later, promise. Now, let's get real. This ain't about becoming a technophobe or living in a cave. It's about using technology mindfully and intentionally. When you do use your phone, ask yourself, what am I hoping to achieve here? Are you connecting with loved ones? Learning something new? Or are you just aimlessly scrolling because, well, that's what you always do? Lastly, remember the real world. Technology is awesome, but it shouldn't be your only source of connection and entertainment. Get out there, meet people face to face, spend time in nature, pick up a good book, you know, a kind with actual pages. The world outside that screen is waiting for you. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a restaurant with your friends, laughing and sharing stories. But instead of being fully present, you're constantly checking your phone. You miss jokes, important details, and the chance to truly connect with your loved ones. Now imagine the same scenario, but this time you put your phone away and focus on the conversation. The laughter feels deeper, the connection feels stronger, and you leave feeling truly satisfied. D. Technology can be a wonderful tool, but it shouldn't come at the expense of real-life experiences. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to create a healthier relationship with technology. Remember, it's not about deprivation, it's about balance. It's about being intentional and mindful with your tech use so that it enhances your life, rather than controlling it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to managing your screen time? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey to reclaim our time and attention. And don't forget, we've got a whole lot more tech talk coming your way, so hit that subscribe button and get ready for more tips, tricks, and real talk about navigating the digital world. Until next time, keep those screens at bay and live your best life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.